Whenever we talk about podcast monetization, there are always a few opportunities to do that that immediately come to mind for me. One is, of course, sponsorship. That is getting brands and advertisers to pay you on a CPM or cost per impression basis. Another is one of my favorites, actually, which is through sponsoring your own podcast with your own product or service. And another is a little more subtle and behind the scenes, which is all about inviting guests onto your podcast that are also your ideal clients so that you are using your podcast essentially as a sales conversation funnel. Do these sound familiar to you too? Are they podcast monetization opportunities that you also know about and are perhaps leveraging yourself? Because if so, this episode is probably going to blow your mind a little bit. I always get really excited whenever someone introduces something a little different to me, when they can open my mind to a different perspective or angle than the norm. And that is exactly what happened when I had Chris Williams from Group Coach Nation speak to my Capture Collective members on this topic. In fact, I'm pretty sure he blew everyone's minds on that call because he spoke about a monetization process that was a little different, with some particular tweaks here and there that has really changed the game for him and his clients. I won't spoil it for you right now, but just to say that if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider looking to get clients through your podcasting process, then this is an episode you must listen to. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capture, the fastest way for you to market and grow your podcast. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, wow, I cannot wait to get into this topic with you. I have to say, Chris's session was one of the most engaged mastermind sessions that we had inside Capture Collective, and I'm very excited to share his strategy and insights with you. So how did he get started in all of this?
My first podcast was a podcast called I Share Hope. I was dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety and coming out of a lot of stuff from my past. So several of you are dealing with that kind of stuff, like in your office. So, and I was interviewing 125 world leaders on why they have hope. And I was actually thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to get so much help. I'm going to help so many people and I'm going to make money at the same time. This is so cool. I never made a penny. We still run that podcast and we've never monetized it because for the life of me, can't figure out how to monetize that thing. Okay. I'm sure some of you could, but I haven't figured it out yet. So you got to have an offer. And that is super important. If you just have a passion, then you will have so much fun with what you're doing. You just won't be sustainable unless you have some other source of income, okay? So all of you look like you have an offer. That's critical. Here's what's so important about that in the podcasting space. My offer is I teach experts how to build high-ticket masterminds. That's all I did. I know what you need as an expert building a mastermind. That's my offer. The reason this matters, so think about this for your own self. You know what another expert needs. You know what another person in business needs, what another person out there in the world is trying to accomplish. Here's the magic of this. There are so many of those people who have podcasts just like you do, okay? Pause there for a second. I really want you to get your brain around this thing because once you see it flip, you'll be like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that before? There's so many people out there who have podcasts like you, but they are your client. They're your target audience. Now, the game here is not to go be on their show and have them on your show and have a bunch of fun talking. The game here is to identify, do they want your product or service? We have filled multiple masterminds as trial runs on this concept, just to see if it works. And oh my gosh, it works beautifully by just doing this simple thing.
Okay, are you a little hooked? So what is this one simple thing?
We go to a platform like Podmatch, and you can search Podmatch for people who are in your audience, like people who are actually your potential prospect, hosts who you want to connect to. Now, when I go on Podmatch and look for a podcast to be on, I don't, believe it or not, my team and I don't ever even look to see, is their audience an audience we want to sell to? I'm only looking to see, is the other host an ideal prospect for me? If I get lucky and that host is an ideal prospect for me, and they have an audience full of ideal prospects for me, that's great. I've been on hundreds of shows and we only sell a few of anything we do, few mastermind seats to people in audiences. We sell a ton of hosts. So here's what I want you to look for. when you're on Podmatch, when you're on whatever podcasting platform you're on to go find other guesting and hosting opportunities. You're reaching out to people and you're identifying them. Are they, the host, a good prospect for you? So like on Podmatch, we'll go out there and we'll search. Like for me, a good expert would be like a speaker, somebody who's a speaker and they have a book. Okay, great. And let's say they're speaking on leadership. Great. They'd be a great mastermind leader. Okay. Leadership coach, they're a speaker, they're an author. I know they're an expert at what they do. For me, I have to have someone who's an expert at what they do. They have to be a great communicator. Podcasters are great for that. And they have to be a natural giver, somebody who likes investing in their community. Podcasters are great for that. All right. Make your little short list. Who's your ideal prospect, right? So I'm going to go on Podmatch. I'm going to look for speakers. Just my example here.
Ooh, okay. Can you already start to see how Chris is flipping the script a little bit? Because I bet some of you right now might be looking for guests who might be a good prospect or lead for your business. But are you looking for hosts? Because this is step one in Chris's strategy. Find your potential prospect hosts. So then what? What is step two?
I'm going to look for speakers and authors. They have a podcast. We're going to listen to like 30 seconds of their show to make sure they can actually talk. And we're going to like look for who's a natural giver. Are they actually like actively engaging with their community? Then we're going to go to their website. And I'm just going to look at their website. If they have one-on-one coaching or consulting, cool. If they have an e-course, cool. They got books, great. Speaking opportunities, great. They have a mastermind, they're out. Most of them don't. Okay, so now I've found an expert on Podmatch. I went to their website. I realized they have everything except a mastermind. And all I do is I jump on Podmatch and I say, hey, you got a cool show. I checked out your website too. Love what you're doing. I teach experts how to build masterminds. If your audience would benefit from me talking about that, I'd love to jump on there and help out. Let me know if that's a good fit. Voila. Here's what happens. One of two things. They say nothing or no, right? Most of the time though, it's really obvious. They come back and say, oh, that'd be super great. Would love to get you on there. We can ask you a bunch of questions about your expertise and all that. When I'm on the podcast, it's really obvious that they are asking me questions that they want to know the answers to about how to build a freaking mastermind. They've just turned their own podcast into their own data gathering to cheat the system and get free consulting, right? I've done that. Let's be honest. I get people on my show that I want to ask questions to. Well, what that does for me is it automatically clears them in my little grid of how do I decide if they're a prospect. I know they're a prospect. I just stalked them and figured that out. Now I got to know they want my service. They're the ones who self-elected to say, yes, I want to know what you know. They chose that, which means I know they're already a fish on the hook. And the podcast, I'm answering questions. I'm being as real as possible. I'm just shooting them straight, like not holding anything back. At the end of that show, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're asking really good questions about a mastermind. What are you trying to build here, man? What's going on? I'm like, well, I've been thinking about it for a year or two. Really appreciate all your insight. Well, dang, let's just jump on a call and sort this thing out. And we close a lot of clients that way. Does that make sense how I'm using guesting, not my own show, as a prospecting model?
Okay. So are you continuing to pick up on the difference here? The difference in how Chris is positioning himself as a guest and not just as a host, because he's done the research. That's step two, to research and reach out. But you might be wondering, what about your particular business and ideal client? How is it that you can use this strategy to find the right person for you? In fact, it was a question that a Capshovian asked in the mastermind session. So I'm going to leave that as a free bonus resource. All you have to do is go to the episode description, click on the one link we have there, scroll down and find this free bonus clip that we have for you. Now, we're going to go a little deeper into this step and especially around why doing it this way can be way more effective than getting your ideal prospect onto your show right after this short ad break.
But let me just draw a clear line between hosting and guesting. When I invite people on my show, let's say that, David, I'm going to invite you on my show. David, you're going to say yes. Okay, not because I'm so cool. You're like, oh, I get to go on Chris's show. But truly, most of us will say yes. If the show is reasonably good and has a decent audience and the host is cool and it's engaging and they have good SEO reach and all that stuff, we're going to say yes. Because I'm giving David a chance to just get free PR. Why would he not? But if I think David's my ideal prospect, I've not clarified, does David want my offer? All I've done is clarify, David wants free PR. I don't sell PR. So David wanting free PR doesn't clarify for me that he is in my lane, right? When I'm a guest on David's show and he asks me all these crazy questions about masterminds, then I know David wants what I got. That's a big difference, which means if I book my calendar on a Tuesday for 4 hours with back-to-back podcasts, I can be pretty sure that 8 out of 10 of those podcasts are very interested prospects if I'm guesting. If I book 4 hosting opportunities in a row, or 10 on a row on a Tuesday, I don't know why they're on my show. I know they might need what I got, but they don't know they need what I got. Let me put it in a different context here. If I have a vacation home in the Florida Keys and I invite people to it, I know that they want to come to the Florida Keys for vacation. Do I know they really want to know me? Or are they just like, sweet, I know a guy with an extra room in the Keys. If they have a vacation home in Beaver Creek, Colorado, and they invite me to their home, I know they want to actually hang out with me. Same thing with hosting and guesting. If I'm the guest on a show and I've just taken a quick look at their Podmatch profile and their website, and I know they need what I got, and that's when I make the reach. Hey, here's what I'm an expert in. If that would help you and your audience, I'd love to be on your show and help out in any way I can. I've just simply said, I could come to your vacation home and really potentially help out. Is that what you want? And if they say yes, it's, again, 8 times out of 10, it's because they really want my information and they are self-identifying that they are a prospect. If I invite them on my show when I'm the host, all I know is that they want free PR, free access to my audience, free whatever. They have not identified themselves as a buyer or as interested in my topic.
Okay, is this making sense? Are you kind of picking up what Chris is putting down? And to help with that, I've actually got another bonus clip for you, bonus clip number 2, because you may be wondering how to structure the interview in a way where you're not just serving and serving and giving them all the answers. And I know this because it's exactly a question that another Capshovian asked Chris. So once again, head over to the episode description, click on the one link we have there, scroll down and find this second free bonus clip that we have for you. Because I want us to head over to step 3, which is all about deepening the relationship and to make the sale. And importantly, do we ever bring these prospects on our show as guests?
I only have people on my podcast who are current mastermind members of mine that I know, like, and trust, and they have a scalable offer ready to rock. Because they need to reach my audience, right? That's a real reason to have somebody on my podcast. The other reason is if I've been on that host's show and I know they want what I got, but I need one more step to make that relationship stronger before I really make an offer. Then at the end of the show, I'm like, hey, why don't you just come over and talk on my show? Like, let's do this again. I'd love to host you over here. So I'm making that second offer as a relationship step. I never go out and ask people to be on my show as an initial start. Never. I always start with the guesting opportunity for me. The hosting comes next if I need a second date. And then if the third date comes up, that's going to be a sales call. Cool. That's one step just to play that out. Because otherwise, if you make an outreach, and a lot of people, I think, make this mistake. Hey, I'd love to be on your show. You can be on my show. Let's show swap. That's a really common thing I see. And I think it's a big time waste for a lot of people because they just simply, you don't need to be on each other's show. Necessarily, like, sort that out. What's your real goal with all this? Go directly at it. Okay. All right. Place I want to go with this is, what do you do with all these sales opportunities? So you get on a show, you've been their guest. They have lots of questions. Like, we got to sort this out. Like, this is going to be cool. Like, how can I help you? We push everybody to a group call. I don't do one-on-one sales calls. So we push everyone to a group sales call. Let me explain what that looks like. So when we wrap up the podcast, or when someone reaches out on social media, or I reach out to them on social media, or I meet them backstage at a conference or whatever, somebody's like, I want to figure this out. Like, can you tell me more? What do you do? How do you help people? What are your programs like? Whatever they're asking. I want to build a mastermind. How do I do that? I just simply say, look, we have, and we do this twice a month, we have a connection call that's for podcasters or JV opportunities for people that are sorting out where they are in this ecosystem. Should they have a mastermind? Should they be part of the ecosystem referring people to and from masterminds? Like, where are you in this space? We have a connection call. It's 90 minutes. We do this once a month on a Tuesday. Let me get you set up in that, because there's a couple things that happens there. One, there's like 8 or 10 other people just like you who are leading big platforms and doing cool things. I want you to meet them. Two, it lets us all sit down together and sort out where you are in this whole thing. Do you need a mastermind, or are you a vendor for people who have masterminds? Or should you be selling to people? Like, where are you in this space? I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Everybody shows up, super high conversion rates on that, because people show up and they're like really talking about it. And on that call, I just simply say, hey, we got 90 minutes, folks. We're like 3 minutes in. So I got an hour and 27 minutes left with you. Let me just explain 3 things that could happen here. One, if you got a question for me, all I know about is building masterminds, I'll just give you an answer. Like, let's just get it done with right here, right? Two, if you're like, I don't think it's a mastermind I'm trying to build, and here's what I'm trying to accomplish, then we're going to make a connection happen right here among the friends. I mean, y'all, this is the average size group of our group sales call, by the way. This is like exactly what I look at. So we're going to make a connection here. Somebody here is going to know who you need to talk to. If I don't, somebody here will. I'm only good at building masterminds. Three, if you're like, Chris, I want to build a mastermind. Show me how to do it. And there's a reason we should work together long term. And I think you actually got a shot at this. I'll tell you. And we'll sort something out. Is everybody cool with that? Everybody's like, yeah, it's super helpful, super clear. I'm like, great. Let's just pull the covers off this thing. Yes, you could buy from me. Yes, we can make a referral for you. Yes, you might just get the strategy you need right here on the call. Let's go. And I start at the top left. Right now, top left for me is Kara. I'm like, Kara, tell me who you are. What are you doing? Who are you serving? And what do you need more of? And I ask that question every time. Who are you? Like, Kara, you got to turn your camera on now. Sorry. I was not calling you out. I'm just using an example. I would be like, just tell me a little about you. Like, what's your expertise? Who do you serve? And what do you need more of? I ask those three questions because it gives them a chance to pitch what they do, pitch who they serve. So we all know how to refer to them. And what do you need more of is my open door opportunity to see, do they need what I've got? Does that make sense? So if I was in the mindset space or the spiritual healing space or the mental health space for moms, like I would be putting those groups together and saying, let's go with the mom. I got five kids, by the way. I'd be going down the mom path. I'd be like saying, okay, so like where you live, how many kids you got? What are their ages? And like, what do you need more of right now? They're like, some freaking sleep. I need some headspace. I need what I used to feel 3 years ago when I actually had time to take care of myself. Like, they're going to say what they need. And if what they need is what you offer, I'd be like, oh my gosh. Like, I've got a group that's just for moms struggling with the same stuff. I want to see you in there. Is that something you like to do? That's the sales pitch. That's all of it. And they say, yeah, I guess I just have some questions. Cool. Well, just draw me some direct messages right here in the chat. Ask your questions. Let me know how I can help you. And there we go. Off to the races.
Wow, a totally different way of making sales and so efficient too. But I feel the slight resistance in you. I feel it because I felt it too. Because you may be used to the traditional way that we all get taught to do sales, to hop on a one-on-one call, really dig into where they are now and where they want to be, expose that gap and assess whether or not what you have to offer them is the right thing to help them get from where they are now to where they want to be. Am I right? And only then, when you have that confirmation, do you talk about price. So how does that structure work in this new way of doing group sales calls? Can you talk about price to one person while still establishing value with another person?
So for me, I do this in two ways, and it depends on the group and how the dynamic just flows that day. By the way, group sales calls are just like individual sales calls. They just take practice. You'll get it, okay? You'll get it. Just practice. Don't worry about it. So, and I do one group sales call every other week now. I don't have any other sales calls on my calendar. Oh my gosh, it's so great. It just like takes 10 hours of your life back. So cool. So here's what I do. I will say one of two directions. If there's like an open group and it's like, okay, these people are all moving the same direction, then I'm just gonna let them know, look, we have three different plans for helping you build a mastermind. Three different ways you can do it. And just so y'all are clear, this is not, are you cool or not cool? Are you successful or not successful? Our three plans just simply line up with where you currently are in your business. So we have one that's like your brand new coach beginner. This is for you. Like if you're like trying to get your first five clients, figure out your initial offer and you'd like to scale it and do it one-on-ones, this is for you, right? Let's say you've already been coaching for a couple of years. You got your offer sorted out and you're already selling something at like at least 5K, hopefully 10K or more. This is for you. We're going to get your offer, 25K offer, and we're going to get you a 10-person group. Like, let's go. If you already got groups, you already got masterminds, you're trying to go pro with that and make a huge sustainable thing, we have a pro group for that. That's for you. I need you guys just to just private message me or right here in the like regular everyone message. Just tell me where you would fall, accelerator, advanced, or pro. And they do that. They're like, I think I'm here. Okay, tell me why you think you're there. So-and-so, I see you think you're advanced. Awesome. Why do you think so? Cool. That's true. Yep. You already got a couple of groups. Great. Whatever. I like help them self-sort. And then I'm like, okay, so if you're trying to go from here to here, this is the group you should be in. Is that something you want to do? And they'll be like, yes, but I need to know some details. Cool. Can you private message me the details you got questions about? And they'll be like, when does it start? How much does it cost? That's what they always ask. What day do you meet on? Really simple stuff to answer. And I'll say it costs 25K, 50K, 6K, whatever the offer is, right? And they'll be like, ouch, that's expensive. We got a couple of payment options. Would that be helpful? Yes. Tell me how much the right number is for you. Like, what's going to be a monthly number you can afford? It's not going to keep you up at 2 a.m. It'd be like $2,000 a month. I'm like, okay, cool. So we have a $2,000 a month plan for you. Are you good? Like, here's the deal. If I'm offering you a payment plan, you got to freaking show up and do the work. Are you going to do it? Yes. I'm a hard worker. That little bit of the conversation, I will handle everything, but the literal price point and the link in public. If you were asked, hey, awesome, but how much does it cost? I would say, just to keep this private, because I like keeping everybody's financial stuff private, and I'm just going to drop you the info right there. And then I tell everybody, hey, by the way, whatever you're dealing with, we got like monthly payment plans for this. We're going to try our best to make this work for you. The big price is a sticking point for you. I just don't want to hold you back. So I say that publicly. And then I say, now, Una, you and everybody else who's messaging me, if there is a payment plan involved, you got to freaking show up and do the work. There is no get rich quick scheme here. This is real. Are you willing to do it? And I ask you that right there in front of everybody else. You're like, yes, ask anybody I know. They all say I'm a type A. I just go get stuff. I want you selling me that you should be in our group.
Okay, so who's freaking pumped to be trying this strategy now? It's so simple and actually ends up saving a ton of time. But I know you may also be wondering how in the world you're going to get started. Perhaps you'd even like to spitball some ideas directly with Chris. So here's how you can do that. Go to LinkedIn and find Chris Williams. His link is linkedin.com/ChrisWilliamsHQ. And don't worry, we'll leave the direct link in this episode's resources too. So go find him on LinkedIn and DM him, telling him that you've heard his strategy on this podcast, on Deidre's podcast, and then ask him your question. Sound good? So we'll leave those instructions, his LinkedIn link, and the two free bonus clips all there for you. These are such great resources, so definitely make sure that you tap into them. So that's all from us today. Thanks so much for joining us on the Grow My Podcast show. And as always, stay awesome.